United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Keenan Wynn. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. The sure way to save is the automatic way, through the systematic payroll savings plan where you work. Buy defense bonds regularly through payroll savings for your country's defense and your own security. In a moment, we'll introduce our star, Keenan Wynn. But first, Harry Sosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra in his own special arrangement of Richard Rodgers' Lover. Now it's my pleasure to introduce our special guest, the motion picture favorite, Keenan Wynn. He appears in an original Guest Star sketch entitled, The Blue Amulet. For the performance of Keenan Wynn, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
A large transport plane drones of a storm-swept night. In the co-pilot seat sat Major Philip Stanway, G2 Intelligence, dressed in shabby civilian clothes. As they flew toward their secret destination, the Major talked to the pilot, Skipper Jackson, who was also G2.
Now, not that I'm getting anxious, Skipper, but when do I bail out?
Pretty soon now, Phil. Yeah, what's the matter? Butterflies in your tummy?
Confidentially, yes. And they've got butterflies in their tummies.
What you need is fresh air.
Yeah, about 10,000 feet of it.
I'm dropping down to 5. Then you won't have such a long trip.
Oh, it's nice of you, Skipper. Now, let me check over things. I'm supposed to bail out in the middle of Slovakia.
If our navigator is using the right slide rule.
I contact a character named Igor. The password goes like this. I say, how many kilometers must I go to reach the river? He will say, 7. I reply, the river is wide. He says, the current is swift.
Sounds like a vaudeville act. Then you go into your dance.
All right, shut up. Igor will give me the Blue Amulet, a lucky charm of great value.
Containing microfilmed documents of even greater value.
Right, right. Now, I'm to take over this Blue Amulet and get back to the American sector with it. Alive, if possible.
Don't forget the professor.
I'm coming to him. I've also got to find a certain Professor Markova, who seems to have discovered something new about atoms. Now, I've got to talk the old boy into coming with me. Why don't I get some interesting assignments now and then? Glamorous female spies, Paris, Vienna, Tangier.
Oh, you've been reading too many mystery stories, Phil.
For this escapade, my name is Jan. Jan Gutwaller.
Yeah, hold it.
Yeah, there's a signal.
Glad to have known you, Gutwaller.
Well, pardon me while I go and see a man about a flock of butterflies. How many kilometers must I go to reach the river?
Seven.
The river is wide.
The current is swift.
You're telling me I landed right in the middle of it.
Welcome to the Liberty Legion, young Gutwaller.
I came here to work underground, not underwater.
You Americans, in the midst of danger, you're coming to yourself. Now, you have come to get the blue amulet and Professor Markov.
Yes, yes, but right now I trade my chances of finding either of them for a dry pair of socks.
You feel better now, no?
All right, Igor. A bath, dry clothes, and hot coffee do wonderful things to a man. Now, let's get down to business.
Here, my friend, is the blue amulet.
Well, let's put... Say, it's beautiful, eh? I thought it was just a trinket.
No. It is wrought from gold, set with diamonds and rubies. Worth many thousands of your dollars.
Well, some gadget. Well, I'll try to take care of it. Now, if I can just find that scientist.
Professor Markov is here.
Igor, you're wonderful.
Not I. I am just one of a whole army of undercover agents, the Liberty Legion. We have spies everywhere. We cooperate with the city undercover group, the White Legion. They found your professor.
Ah, good work, Igor. Now, let's see this famous scientist.
One moment. The professor is not entirely convinced about the advantages of living and working in the Western world. It is up to you to persuade the professor.
Okay. Let me talk to the old boy.
You are going to be surprised, my friend. Professor, will you come out, please?
Yes, Igor.
Jan Gutwaller... This is Professor Helene Markova.
How do you do? Jan Gutwaller.
Oh, no. A girl. A beautiful girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you see, I assumed the professor would be a man.
In the scientific world, we do not assume anything.
Oh, no, you're right, of course. Now, Miss Markova...
We go by first names here. I am Helene.
Helene? I'm here to persuade you to accompany me to the American sector. Now, it'll be a dangerous journey. The last 100 yards will be across a no-man's land as perilous as any battlefield. In fact, it is a battlefield.
I have heard of that demarcation zone.
But you owe it to the Western world to make the effort. The forces of freedom need your scientific knowledge. You will be free there.
But I am free here. I am allowed to do practically as I please.
As long as they can profit from your scientific knowledge, yes. Once they have picked your brains, next stop, Siberia.
You have been reading stories.
No, I have been hearing stories, Helene, from the lips of the refugees who have managed to escape across the danger zone. If this is such a free country, why do they establish a no-man's land around it?
For defense, in case the Western armies attack.
Helene... Tell me this. People are shot in that zone, are they not?
Yes, of course.
Do they shoot those who are coming in or those who are trying to get out?
They shoot the ones going out.
There's your answer, Helene. That isn't a defense zone. It's a wall around a prison. You're free within the wall, yes, but you're still in prison, don't you see?
Yes. Now I see. Igor and his friends have tried to tell me that. But I wanted to hear it from someone outside. You would not risk your life to save me if it were not so. I will go with you.
Well, this assignment has some glamour in it after all. There would be a guard on the bridge. If we could get by him, we'd be across.
You have a gun?
Yes, but if I shot him, the noise would bring all the guards in this area... We'll have to wait. Some poor devil got it over that way.
Look, the guard is running there.
Hmm?
Come on, come on, let's go. Across the bridge. I see an American patrol over there.
Oh, no, it's the Major. I thought we got rid of you.
You very nearly did, Skipper, but I got back.
Bringing the flu amulet and a gorgeous dame, you lucky dog. You have any trouble?
Oh, a little. That American patrol we met on the other side of the bridge were a bunch of enemy soldiers in disguise. They were waiting there to catch refugees like us.
Yeah, they've been doing that lately. How did you know they were not American GIs?
Well, I sent Helene on ahead, the most luscious female this side of Gay Paris. And not a single one of those guys ever gave her the old...
Thanks for a swell performance, Keenan Wynn.
Thank you, Rod. I'm glad to appear on Guest Star because it's done so much to promote thrift among the people of America.
Yes, indeed it has. You know, the defense bond program is called the greatest thrift story of all time.
Well, I believe it. Investing in bonds is one of the finest ways of saving I know. And I'm particularly strong for those two automatic savings plans. The payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank.
Right you are. And today, you know, defense bonds are an even better investment. They pay 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity. And you have the privilege of holding your maturing Series E bonds at interest for as much as 10 years longer.
Remember, friends, that defense bonds are an investment in the greatest country in the world. Let me urge you to buy them regularly where you work or bank, for America's defense and for your own future security.
A fine suggestion, Keenan Wynn, and thanks again for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra ring down the curtain with a special arrangement of You. You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station every week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Keenan Wynn for a fine performance, to his supporting players, Les Tremaine, Ted DeCorsia, and Virginia Gregg, and to his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long, reminding you to invest more in United States defense bonds. They're now even better.